Blog Talk Radio.
This goes out to my partner that passed away, Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old John. I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? She's what I had dreamed of.
What I had dreamed of.
She's all that I think of, yeah. Woo. 10 feet tall. Oh, I was riding so high. What eyes of a child,
eyes of a child,
shining so bright.
Yes!
Can't wait. Come on, y'all.
Cold this day.
Down below, down below. Down below, down below, down below, down below.
Ladies and gentlemen, that classic right there, the Shy Lights, Coldest Day of My Life, evokes so much passion. Just can't get enough of it. You are tuned in to Soul School Music, co-hosted by Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, and I am the co-host and creator, Beverly Black. we proudly present Blues Hall of Fame legend Bobby Rush on this show. Now, before we bring on our guests, of course, I've got to bring on my co-host. So I think I can have someone introduce him a lot better than myself.
This legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters. Only the Strong Survive in 2002. And recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Marshall Thompson. What's happening, my brother?
What's going on with you?
Hey, the last man.
You're getting ready for the fabulous night tonight with our fabulous boy, the special guest will be coming up here.
That's right. That's right. Yes. And what a pleasure and honor it is to be with you here on Soul School Music. You are the last man standing of the Shylights, and it is an honor and a privilege to do this show with you. I love the tribute you do to your brothers in the beginning of that song, The Coldest Day of My Life. And so they continue to rain and smile down as you wield that baton and keep that legend alive. And we're looking forward to all the shows that you have coming up. For our listening audience, you can keep up with Marshall Thompson as he tours with the Shylights on his website, Shylights, Shylites.info. So, Marshall, let me tell our listeners a little bit about our guest, and then we're going to bring on the producer of this show, Mr. Gus Redman. Bobby Rush, according to Wikipedia, but we're going to definitely hear it from those that know best. Born Emmett Ellis Jr. in Homer, Louisiana, Rush was the son of Emmett and Maddie Ellis. His father was a pastor whose guitar and harmonica playing provided early musical influences. As a young child, he began experimenting with music using a sugarcane syrup bucket and a broom wire diddly bow. Did you hear what I said, ladies and gentlemen? I said as a young child, he began experimenting with music using a sugarcane syrup bucket and a broom wire diddly bow. You heard it first right here. Around 1946, he and the family moved to Pine Bluff, Arkansas, where his father took on the pastorate of a church. It was here that Rush would become friends with Elmore James, slide player Boyd Gilmore, Elmore's cousin, and piano player Johnny Big Moose Walker, eventually forming a band to support his singing as well as harp and guitar playing. Now, we have a lot more that we can talk about our guest, Marshall Thompson. Mavis Staples attests, he's been a longtime friend, an honorable man, and my father loved him, talking about Pop Staples. He's a joyful, happy person, and that rubs off on you when you run into him. You can't help but feel good when you're around Bobby. He's always been respectful of me and my sisters, and he was like a son to Pops. I'm a big fan. Now, that's from Mavis of the Staples Singers. And what I'm going to do now is I want to bring on the producer of this show, Mr. Gus Redman. How you doing, my brother? Gus Redman, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Can you hear me? I'm at a location. I had you on mute a minute ago, but yeah, I can hear you. How you doing this evening? And my brother Marshall, how you feeling?
Hey, everything is fine. I'm looking forward for my good friend, Mr. Rush, to come on through here in a minute. I'm waiting on.
Yeah.
All right, we're waiting on him too. No, he is not on yet. We're waiting on him too. So while you, Gus Redman, the producer, get at our guest, because we know he's been swamped. He's got so much going on. We're going to go ahead and start and play this song, Chicken Heads. And when you get Bobby Russ up in the building, we're going to let him tell us about Chicken Heads and how you all met. So, ladies and gentlemen, give us 2 minutes and 34 seconds to get our guest on. Hit it, Chicken Heads.
Daddy told me on his dying day, give up your heart, but don't you lose your head. You come along, girl, what did I do? Lost my heart and my head went too. Lord have mercy. Little girl, you sure can cook. Little girl, you got me. When you cook that chicken, save me the head. I should be working, but I'm home in bed. Dreaming about you. Love that gal. Love them chicken heads too. Without your love, Mississippi River, roll on and on. If loving you was a doggone crime, I'll be sitting in jail done flat 99. Thinking about you, dreaming about you. Love that gal. Love them chicken heads too.
Funky right there, Marshall. That is kind of funky. What do you think about that song?
Oh, yeah. It's real funky. That's Brother Bobby.
Okay. And while we wait for our guests, let me remind our listeners that we are sponsored by Genius Common. Genius Common is a movement that is tearing down the elitist word genius and letting everyone know by leveling the playing field that we all have a gift. We all have a genius. And we happen to have a segment to shout out our sponsor, given to us by a legend himself, Mr. Lloyd Price. And so, listeners, Genius is Common, leveling the playing field. You have a gift. What's your genius? Visit geniusiscommon.com and tell us what your gift is. Right now, Lloyd Price is going to tell us what his genius is. And we, Soul School Music, with Marshall Thompson and myself, Beverly Black, thank our sponsor, Genius is Common.
genius is common. My name is Lloyd Price. My genius is music education. I wrote the first, what they now known as rhythm and blues, or pop music. I wrote the first song, Lordy Miss Clordy. It's been recorded 178 times by the biggest rock stars in the world, and it just goes on and on and on. And my music education, through that song, allowed me to have my own record company, my own music company when I was in my 20s. And my genius is knowing how to do it. Okay. And I tried to educate others my entire career of that. You don't have to be insecure because you don't have an academic degree. Mm-hmm. All of us are geniuses about something. We just have to find out what it is. And it comes to you. You just have to act on it. Genius is common. And this is Lloyd Price, and I'm known throughout the world as Mr. Personality. And we're all are geniuses. Why? Because it's common.
Thank you to our sponsor, Genius is Common, Mr. Roose George. We want you to visit www.geniusiscommon.com and express what your genius is. Now we're live back on Soul School Music with myself, Beverly Black, the creator of Soul School Music, right here on Tribe Family Channel. And we have our co-host, Marshall Thompson, right here. I want to thank our producer, Mr. Gus Redmond, and we are back with Gus. Gus, is our guest ready yet? What's going on with this busy man? We can't hear you, Gus. Do you have a report from this busy man?
No, I cannot still find him. I've got a call in for him and left word for him to get back to us, but we haven't heard from him yet.
All right. So it looks like he's still on stage, ladies and gentlemen. If we get that word, we're going to bring him right here with us live. That's just how it goes in the entertainment world. So in the meantime, we're going to listen to Bobby Rush, I Ain't Studying Ya. And you know what? When we go through his music, if he hasn't gotten here yet, our producer is just going to tell us what he knows and lay down that history with him and Marshall Thompson in a upfront, transparent, and candid conversation. So let's go ahead and enjoy some Bobby Rush music, because you know what? Wherever he is, somebody else is enjoying him live. And so here we go on Tribe Family Channel, Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, produced by Mr. Gus Redmond. This show, our legendary Blues Hall of Fame, Bobby Rush. And this is I Ain't Studying Ya.
Every time I leave home, come back, been gone 3 or 4 days, a week or what have you, my so-called friends always come up to me, come out, Bobby Rush, I saw your lady done whatever and with whoever while you was gone. I just said, hold it. Because if they were really my friends, they wouldn't be talking about what they saw her do. They would tell her, don't do old Bobby Rush like that. I heard a lady tell another lady the night, child, my husband give me but $150 this week. The other lady said, if that was my husband give me but $150, I'd have thrown it back in his lap and got a divorce. And the woman was saying it don't have no man, money, or no husband. She just wants you to leave so she can move in and get what you got. So you tell your friend what I told my so-called friend. That's what I told her. Out of your doggone head, I ain't studying you. I had the nerve to tell me the other night, Survivor Ray said, you have four kids, but one of them don't look like you. Let me tell you something about that now. It ain't but the one thing, y'all, that make me so happy. I have four kids, and three of them mine, but the other ones still call me Pappy. Ain't that you? I tell you, ain't that you? Baby got four little kids. They say I'm the dad of only three. But if I beat the other one long enough, they say he'll start looking like me. Ain't studying you. I tell you, ain't studying you. Somebody said a woman I love, she don't really love me. She in love with my best friend Paul. Let me tell you what I got to say about that. Maybe giving my love to my best friend Paul, but you can't miss what you can't measure, and Paul sure can't get it all. Ain't studying you. I tell you, ain't studying you. If you think I'm gonna leave my woman because what somebody said, you must be crazy. So-called friends always talking about Bobby Ray. We don't mean no harm. We just trying to tell you what we saw your woman do. Let me tell my so-called friends. I don't want no man telling me nothing that you see my woman do. Cause I know you wouldn't be telling me a damn thing if she hadn't been done with you. So I ain't studying you. I tell you, I ain't studying you. If you think I'm gonna leave my woman because what somebody said, you must be crazy gone out of your doggone head. I ain't studying you. I tell you, I ain't studying you. See, my mama done told me to leave the girl alone. My daddy done told me to make the love to this girl every night. Could be the death of you. I looked at my daddy, looked at my mama. I didn't even crack a smile. I said, if this good little girl got killed me, then I don't mind dying. I ain't studying you. I tell you, I ain't studying you. If you think I'm gonna leave my woman because what somebody said, you must be crazy gone out of your doggone head. Bobby Bland, Tyrone Davis, Marvin Cease. They just want me to leave so they can move in, get what I got. Johnny Taylor, ain't studying you. I tell you, ain't studying you. Ain't studying you. Wow. I tell you, ain't studying you.
Ladies. Gentlemen, right here on Soul School Music, co-hosted by myself, Beverly Black, and Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, we are awaiting for the producer of this segment, Mr. Gus Redman of Music Quest Productions, to get back to us with this fascinating guest, Bobby Rush. Now, you know what I like about his music, Marshall, is that he takes simple understanding and puts it to a funky beat. Everybody understands I ain't studying you if you, I ain't leaving my love.
Well, you know, that's how he survived all these years in the music business, making music like that people understands, and going through what he's been going through for years. Now, I go back with Bobby Rush many, many, many years, ever since 1970. I've been knowing Bobby Rush.
Wow, wow. Well, you know, that's amazing. That's amazing. And, you know, I just can't wait to hear his story. So this is a fascinating thing. You know, this man is a Hall of Fame, Blues Hall of Fame inductee. And so his music just tells the story itself. I see why. It is funky. It is bluesy. And it takes simple, like I said, the simple understanding of what people go through, everyday things, relationship, feelings, you know, people like the song before, Chicken Heads. I mean, he's talking about he's loving on people, even chicken heads. Now, in today's time, you know, they tease people calling them a chicken head. But we didn't know that back then, you know, y'all was using the term chicken heads way back then. So, well, we're going to Now, what we're going to do, since we are waiting for this man to come off of stage or wherever he is that might be holding him up, I just want to make a fascinating point. We played Lloyd Price's Geniuses Common sponsor audio during Bobby Rush's show, and it's fascinating that Bobby Rush called in live when we had Lloyd Price on the show. That's an interesting balance right there, and so we can't wait to talk to Bobby Rush. Interesting person, legend. His music is funky and bluesy, but it's got funk all over it. I'm going to give you an example. This song we're about to hear right here is Bobby Rush, Funko Defunk. Yes, that's what it says. Funko Defunk, right here on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the legendary Shy Lights.
Thank you.
and I want everybody to know that I'm a November child. I'm a Scorpio. And Bobby Rush is my name. Mommy, music, that's my name. Make love to my baby, my favorite thing. My music's funky. And the Mississippi is junky. Let me show you what I mean.
Right there. Wait a minute, Marshall. Did you hear that man said I snapped your bra? That's some old school stuff right there. That man is
Bobby,
no joke.
Bobby
Russ is funky. Let me tell you something. I just left his Facebook page, and I'm telling you, this man is somewhere performing somewhere. Producer Gus Redman been calling Bobby Rush. Bobby Rush is somewhere on stage. I went to his soul school, his Facebook page. This man is posting pictures of himself on stage. This man can jump so high still. They got a picture of him on stage, and he's jumping. And, I mean, both feet are off the ground, and he's up there, okay? He's not playing. He's keeping it real. He's keeping it true school. See, that's what performers do. Marsha Thompson, you already know, being the godfather of vocal groups, how y'all used to bring it in and how y'all still do. And that's what I love about this show, because we educate on real performances and showmanship and all that real true school music acquiesce to be. So at this time, since we're waiting for Bobby Rush, and it is not likely, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, it is not likely that we're going to get him. I hate to say it like that, but we're going to save two songs, and what I'm going to do is bring the producer of this show back on, Mr. Gus Redman, and we're going to hear a conversation between Gus Redman and Marshall Thompson, and that conversation is going to be about the legendary Blues Hall of Fame, Bobby Rush, telling about where they met him, how they know him, how he's impacted their lives, and we are privy to be in the listening audience. So without further ado, Mr. Gus Redman, you are back live with us, and I definitely want to thank you for so many shows that you have brought to Tribe Family Channel. And you know what? When Bobby Rush gets off of stage, because whoever is his assistant, they're blasting those pictures, and he's funking it up somewhere. And I see why that music is funky. So tell our audience, and I'm going to sit back and listen to the magic between you two. How did y'all come into knowing Mr. Bobby Rush? Paint the picture for us and have the conversation. Gentlemen, please.
Well, Marshall, yep. You want to begin? Go ahead, Marshall. You can begin.
Well, came in a pleasure, but he come down to see Mr. Carl Davis back in the 70s. When he first came in to do some records, that's when I first met him. And then after I started on tour, we ran across the path all the time with our oldest Redding's brother, Roger Redding. So we started doing some tours with Bobby in the South, doing a lot of the Southern markets and everything in the past. And he had a fantastic show all the time. We was on the blues side. We was on the R&B pop side. But Bobby had been very close to us over the years, on down the line. And I was very glad when he got on the blues tour. He had a blues tour out there with Lattimore and all those guys. And he started bringing a path in what we had done in the 70s, the way we had did our shows, and he put a great show together for a blues show. I couldn't understand it, how he took that show that he had and turned it around and made it work for Lattimore and all those guys, Bobby Bland, B.B. King, all those guys. He did a great job there, and he built himself over and over and over until he got to be one of the hottest blues acts in the South now. So that was the history of him. He's a great entertainer, very likable person. Everybody loves him. He's a friend, got to be around, always smiling, always cracking jokes. And he's a man. That's Bobby Rush. I don't know nobody can really say nothing bad about Bobby Rush.
Yeah, well, he is like that, Marshall. Like you said, I got a chance to work with Bobby from when he was produced by Calvin Carter and Willie Henderson on the Chicken Head song. That was my first song that to radio for them, as well as him and Seal Johnson and a couple other artists. That was when McKee Fitchew Marshall was at VON before Rodney and them got there. So we had a great success with Bobby on his first record, which went gold. And now I'm working with Bobby again, his company, Rounder Records, along with Concord Jazz Label Distribution out of California, is doing the distribution for Bobby. And Bobby has the biggest blues record, Marshall, right now in the market. It's on the pop charts and up under the AAA stations, and we're getting a lot of airplay. And with this song, Funk Old the Funk, and A Bunch of Train Meat, and that's another one. So Bobby's also in Chicago coming up this Friday. He'll be at Buddy Guy's, and Marshall and I are going down to see him, Beverly, we haven't seen, Bobby perform in some time, so he's invited us, Donna Lynn and some of the radio station people. We'll all be there with him Friday.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah, I know he was doing some event tonight, and he was planning on being able to get in, call in at that hour's time, so he might be holding on stage. He still possibly would call in. If not, we'll get back up with him. But he's doing a lot of great things. And so he's...
Now, let me ask you something before you go into, the future. Like you said, he may still call in, but, if not, we'll circle back around to him because, Marshall Thompson and Soul School Music, we ain't going nowhere. So now, that's interesting how you broke with the first song, Chicken Head, which we played here. How was the audience's response? What type of music was being played at that time before you broke Chicken Head, and then how did the audience receive it?
Well, that was during that time, like Marshall said, he came down to Carl Davis, and VJ Records was Calvin Carter, which was the first guy that he did some business with, and, of course, Willie Henderson. But this was during the time of the Shy Lights and the Sly Slick and the Wicked and all the products that we had that was coming from Michigan Avenue, which was Record Row. And this is where all of the famous artists, Tyrone Davis and Johnny Williams and Otis Clay and Bobby Rush, just to name a few, the Otis LaVelle, the Major Lance, the Artistics, I'm Gonna Miss You, and just a lot of artists that we had out of Chicago all at one time. Everybody's records was hot throughout the 70s, the 80s, all the way through the 90s. So we were the music force in Chicago, coming from Brunswick, Dakar, Shy Sound Records, which was our president, was Carl Davis, and that was also the Shy Lights manager and also the A&R, vice president of Brunswick Records at the same time.
Wow. Now, you know what? We're winding down to the last 20 minutes of the show. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and I'm going to ask you gentlemen another question and we're going to take this round table back around between the two of you. So this is Bobby Rush. I don't want nobody hanging around. Y'all heard it right here live on Soul School Music with Marsha Thompson. Thank you.
I'm going. Jarvis Maine, me and my Jarvis alone. Just let me lay down and stay till I get home. Bill collector always hang around. Put my woman home alone, and I'm out of town. I don't need no dog catchers hanging around my door. For what they trying to catch me, you would never know. Don't need the preacher coming by when you're by yourself. If he wants some chicken, let him get it from somewhere else. Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Bobby Rush. I don't want nobody hanging around. And I have to say amen to that. That man said no preacher. He said no preacher. Okay, I'm over here about to fall out, right? Because you know what? I sure don't want Sister So-and-so at my door talking about laying hands on my man, okay? We gonna put the Bible down, and the Duke's going up, right? He said he don't want nobody, no preacher, no teacher. Don't be over here talking about you praying. That is funky. What you were going to say?
You know, Bobby was always a great songwriter with putting funky songs together like that all the way from the beginning. His music shares a little more than what blues singers do. He put that all the other parts of it in there because blues is blues was for blues. That's what it was. Sing the blues. And
you know what I love? Go ahead. He was one of the what?
he was one of the great songwriters that still today got great songs, and you know what he's doing with his product and the company he's with, and you know just the things that that's happening for him in the blues, you know, music today. And and Bobby
well, shout out his company for us, Gus. Go ahead and shout out his company and where people can connect with him.
Yes, well, Bobby's got the product is out now, and it's in all the stores across the country on the internet, iTunes, and he's distributed by Concord Rounder Records from Los Angeles, and Bobby still stays down in Mississippi through Memphis and Jackson, Mississippi, is where he's living since he moved from here down there, and he's got a big tour coming up. He'll be here in Chicago at Buddy Guy's this Friday after Thanksgiving, and me and Marshall's planning on going out and seeing him, so we're going to have a good time, and anybody in Chicago, come on out to Buddy Guy's because that's where he'll be. 9 o'clock show and a 12 o'clock show. Where's Marshall?
I'm here.
Marshall? Yeah. Well, there was another question that I wanted to pose to you and Gus, Marshall. Gus was saying, was there anything else you wanted to say? And what I wanted to ask the both of you is, where do you see the future of blues music as we're listening to, you know, the music of the Hall of Fame legendary Bobby Rush? Where do you see his music genre in the future in the landscape of music today? You both are so entrenched in, you know, today's music. We know we get our marching orders from the streets. And so I can see him on Facebook performing. You've got him coming live there. So that's coming back home. And how do you see the future of his genre of music in your eyes?
You know,
his music is going to grow because the southern markets, that's what they like. You know, they're accustomed to that. That's what they grew up with. Okay, and then by Bobby's coming out with product that's it's a true product of what's really happening in the streets and what's happening in the world of the South, he always going to have his listening audience down there. You know?
Well, you know what, Marco, let me say this in behalf of that. It's not just the South, man. That's the reason why I got hired to work the product, because Bobby, to me, is a blues singer, but he has a background coming from urban AC, which is what we call urban adult contemporary music. And this is what's going on, him and Grady Champion and a lot of them artists that you would feel that they strictly for the South. They're not. The whole world is with Bobby. His record just surpassed more black artists out here. They don't even have a market like he got. He's in all over in Europe, all over Japan. This is the biggest record that he's ever had. And it's because he's got great music. Like you said, it's surpassed where we're talking about the South, because Chicago is the biggest blues town in the world. But and blues artists break out here every day. I mean, blues clubs are all over the North Side, more than you have on your just regular clubs. So to believe it or not, this guy's record is big. It's not just in the South. That's what we found out. They claiming it, but like he's never been that Southern type of artist. He's been an artist that can go completely across the whole world. And that's what's going on with him.
And, you know, let me say this on the strength of both of your – I just wanted to say this on the strength of both of you gentlemen's comments, because like Marshall was saying, he's talking about real life and how, you know, it plays out. And when he says the South, I'm thinking like, okay, like the blues, like us, you know, how we feel in the West and the North and Central and the East. And, you know, so his music, like you said, Gus, it is relevant because like Marshall was saying, he's telling about real time, real struggle, real things. You don't want nobody in your house. You don't want nobody hanging around. You know, I ain't studying you. You know, I just just got to keep focused over here on what does matter, you know, and that's how we talk wherever we go. You know, there comes a point in time when, and see, and what's so beautiful about blues, I listened to the blues growing up with my parents. The blues is that place to escape from what's really bothering you without you saying what's bothering you, because somewhere in that song, it's going to touch on what the F is wrong, okay? Forgive my language, right, but it's going to touch on what's wrong, and that's what good blues music does, and so and carries this. What's so unique I'm finding with Bobby Rush's music is that it carries the message, but then that music is just so funky. It carries, that music can go by itself. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
The message is
oh, yeah,
one thing,
always,
and the music is something else. It's like a trip.
Yeah, yeah. He's always had that. Marshall and I knew that all his songs had the funkiest tracks. They would all be deep in that, and that's being a good songwriter. Bobby's always been a good songwriter, just like our last week guest with Lloyd Price. These are some of the guys that's some of the older artists that have done well. And they've done well because they come up with the best products, the best studio work. He got strings and horns and the kind of stuff. He ain't just in the studio with no drum machine. They got real instruments,
right,
you're hearing there. And that's
right,
where
right,
we
real
spotted
music sheet.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing about the Shy
Lights.
We ain't got no fake music and stuff on artists like that. That's
ooh,
why the
Lord
music that we did today is the best music out here today. That's the reason why
now,
the young rappers have to use them.
Come on now. Now, speaking of the Shy Lights, you know, Gus Redman, I know that, you know, y'all been discussing some things with More Power to the People, and we're going to play that, give More Power to the People, rather. We're going to play that when we go out. But I want to remind our listening audience that you, Mr. Marshall Thompson, and Gus Redman will be on the Men at the Well, our brother station, November 29th, next Tuesday. And I just want to say happy, thankful Thursday. I'm blessed. Every day is a day to be thankful for. And I want to wish all of you a very, very blessed, happy, thankful Thursday and a good Black Boycott Friday. And I also want to say that, you know, it's phenomenal, Gus, because that Lloyd Price show that you produced, Bobby Rush called in on that show, and so we were able to play Lloyd Price's Genius is Common evocation on this show, evoking his genius, and so I thought that was a fine balance. And I want to thank you, Gus, for producing this show. We're going to go out on Porcupine Meat by Bobby Rush. Now, I want both of y'all to tell me, what do y'all feel about Porcupine Meat? What do you want to say to our audience? Because I know you both are very thankful for many things. I'm very thankful for the acquaintance of both of you. And then we're going to go out. We want the people to take the power in their hands. We have the spending ability to control some things in this nation. And so Give More Power to the People is our anthem on that. Boycott Black Friday. Gentlemen, thank you. It's been a pleasure. We're going to circle around again and get Bobby Rush. So what do y'all think about Porcupine Meat and whatever other shout-outs y'all have before we close this?
Well, I think he got another song with too. When y'all hear this, I'm going to let y'all be the judge. It's never us. It's always the people who got to let us know what we go and what we work. But this is a song that has put Bobby on the map, and it's been very well accepted around the country.
Well, there you go there. There you go there. Marsha Thompson. Well, Gus, I want to thank you for producing this show.
Thank you.
Marsha Thompson. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. All right. And Marsha Thompson, any final words that you have to say?
It's always a pleasure to be on. And I know Bobby's having a great show tonight wherever he's at. And we're going to give him a shout-out to all his friends because, you know, we're taping everything. And he'll get a chance to hear it and know that we love him and keeping up the good work. And I'm going to tell all the people to have a great, great, happy Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. And we also want to remind everyone that next week on Soul School Music, Mr. Marshall Thompson is bringing on Stan Mosley. And so we want you to all tune in and hear some great music and some, you know, good laughter and, again, educational, true school music gems. Gentlemen, you are wonderful. I thank you for dropping the gems that you've always done. That's why I like to sit back and listen to you all converse. Gus, have a blessed one to you and your family.
Thank you.
Thankful Thursday. And you as well, Mr. Marshall Thompson. Now, Marshall, tell our listening audience, because Gus mentioned, you know, real instruments. What is that instrument on Facebook that you are playing that you bring that sound in so lovely with, especially on Old Girl? What is the name of that instrument?
Well, that's a melodica. That's a melodica instrument. That's a 32-key board. It brings in the fat sound of the Old Girl record.
Wow, wow.
Playing that for ever since 1970 when we first came out with the record.
Wow. Well, you know what? My hat is tipped to you. Thank you again, Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the legendary Shy Lights out of Chicago, Illinois. Have a continued blessed rest of this thankful week, and I will talk to you gentlemen next week right here on Soul School Music. I'm the producer, creator, and director of Tribe Family Channel, brought to you by my company, Gumbel for the Soul International. We are going out on Porcupine Meat with Bobby Russ, and then we're going to give more power to the people by the Starlight. Thanks to our sponsor, King Thomas. And gentlemen, you be blessed, all right?
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
But a good love making y'all out of sight.
get, the more I want. Hooked on your kisses, girl, I can't let you be.
Oh, God.